Holy Spirit, that you move in the quietness, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you make all things new, Jesus. That you meet us right where we are, God. That you stop us in the midst of our busy lives. You put the brakes on, oh Lord, to meet us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place, Lord. Beautiful thing it is that the Holy Spirit doesn't require large crowds. That God, Jesus, God doesn't require large crowds to move, but that He moves in smaller crowds. He moves in our rooms. He moves where we are by ourselves. We have the opportunity at every moment, at every second, to meet with Christ. We're grateful for that. We're grateful that you're here tonight. I believe that the Lord, every time, sometimes people say, well, there's not too many people, but I believe that the Lord brought those that needed to be here tonight. And we need to embrace that tonight as we share God's word. And tonight we're closing up our little mini series on black and white, truths of the gospel. And things that are non-negotiable, or things that we should not doubt to be found in the gospel, or that we should be weary of, or know that in a clear-cut manner they are there and it is required of us. Tonight as we finish, I want to remind you of the last 2 weeks that we shared. Week one and two, they were sobering reminders of what is black and white about this gospel. It reminded us that this gospel is not for the faint of heart. That this gospel has certain non-negotiable truths. Certain things that we shouldn't be confused about. That this gospel has things that God has placed in scripture and in this life so that we wouldn't be confused about it, but that they were black and white. We spoke that God is not a God of confusion, but He's a God of a God that tells us, an organized God. And so because He is not a God of confusion, this gospel is not a gospel of confusion. This gospel, we also said, it takes patience. It takes a patient and persevering type of believer. It takes believers that understand that there's a blessed hope for those that persevere in this walk. We shared how Christ, while on earth, laid out specific truths that you and I need to know and consider in our lives as we walk this walk with Him. The hope is that we would be taking inventory of our lives. That we would consider what type of gospel we are creating. Is it a gospel that is true to the Word of God, or is it a gospel that has been built on what I feel or what I think? The first black and white truth that Christ laid out to us is that we need to deny ourselves. The challenge was for you and I to think on whether or not we are embracing Him and what He wants for our lives over what we think is best for our lives. Are we saying, Lord, more of you and less of me? The second truth is that Christ tells us and challenges us to do as He did and pick up our cross and follow Him. In other words, we're giving up we are not giving up when hardship comes, but we are picking up or dominating these things that cause us trouble or confusion or difficulties, and we're moving forward. We're not letting these things deter us or keep us stuck, but we're able to, because of the strength that comes from the Lord, dominate these things and move forward in the Lord. In week two, we spoke that Christ wants us to know that, one, just like he experienced hardship and discomfort, we will also experience discomfort and should not be surprised when discomfort comes our way. The second thing is that if we want to follow him, if we want to enjoy his blessings and enjoy everything that comes from being able to follow Christ and being able to be called sons and daughters of Christ, we need to be consistent in our prioritizing him over everything else. In our lives, in our way of living, in our decision making, in the way we engage with one another. In other words, what we do, when we do, where and why we do things needs to be led by him. Adjustments in our lives need to be made for him. If we're living comfortable lives, then I beg to question how committed we are to Christ, because the truth is that there will be discomfort. There are seasons of stretching. There are seasons of growth in our lives. If we say we love him, then we need to be consistent in our prioritizing of him in our daily lives. And I know that these are not easy, or they might be easier said than done, but we need to do our best to be faithful, because I continue to say God is not looking for perfect believers, but he's looking for faithful believers. Faithful. I want to encourage you today, though, that if all of these things seem very hard for you, if these things may seem a little harsh for you or unattainable, maybe you're saying it's easier said than done. Trust me, I know that. I want you to remember that your hope and my hope, as it is with our strength, comes and derives from him. The truth of the matter is that sometimes this gospel seems too hard. Sometimes this gospel is very hard. I remember thinking, God, I can't do it. I'm too weak. I try, and then the next day I fall. This thing that I'm struggling with is too strong for me to overtake. God, I can't. I'm not strong enough. I'm not spiritual enough. I don't know enough scripture. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray. The truth is that if you would have told me a while back that I would be where I am in my life right now, I would not have believed you. Because I know that it's hard. Because we've gone through hardships. Because we've gone through circumstances. But I share with you tonight what has helped me and what continues to help me, and what is black and white about this gospel as well. It's what continues to help me in my walk with the Lord. What is black and white about this gospel is the love of God for you and I. I want you to open your scripture to Romans 8. We're going to consider verses 35 and then 37 to 39. What's black and white about this gospel also is the love of God for us. In other words, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There should not be any confusion for anyone that's sitting in this place whether or not God loves us. What's black and white, what he wants us to know, is his love for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 35, and then we'll jump to 37 and 39. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angel nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let's bow our head as we pray. Lord, we thank you in this moment. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's in this place. We thank you for each heart that's in this place, God. We thank you, Lord, because what's black and white about this gospel is your love towards us, God. Thank you, Lord, that you love us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that it is available to us, God. Thank you, God, that you've laid it out, Lord, that we should not doubt, that there should be no confusion on whether or not you love us, or that we should know that you love us unto death, God. You loved us unto death. thank you, Lord, and we ask that your word be spoken tonight. In your name we pray, amen and amen. What is black and white and without a shadow of a doubt is God's love towards you and towards me. Scripture tells us in John 3:16 that he actually loved us unto death. All of God's blessing towards us, which include who he is for us, are rooted in his great and unfailing love for us. The love of God is the thread that brings all of Scripture together. The love of God is the thread that is found in all of Scripture, in all the stories, in all the characters, in all the tales found in Scripture for us, that connects us. It is the love of God. It is the love of God that has the power to reach us even in our lowest moments. It is the love of God that follows us all the days of our lives. And I'll pause there to say that it brings me so much joy when I read that, to know that God, your love follows me even when I run away from it. Your love follows me even when I find myself in the lowest moments. Your scripture tells us that it follows me. It is the same love that pushed Christ to die on the cross for you and me, and with you and me in mind. There is no if, ands, or but about it. God loves us. That is what's black and white about this gospel. God's love for us. God loves us in our good seasons, and he loves us in our not so good seasons. The love of God is for us in all seasons. And oftentimes, especially during hardship, we might overlook this truth because we think that we think of God's love from a human's perspective, which unfortunately has to do with a measuring system, right? Well, how much someone does for me, or what someone can give me, or what I can get out of this person determines whether or not I love this person or I want this person near or close to me. And how much I give you or not depends on the answer to the question of who you are towards me. But I want to remind you that God's love is far greater than anything you and I could imagine. In other words, you and I, even if we were to be the smartest people on this planet, even if we would have the craziest imagination, we could not contain or understand the love of God for us. It's as Francis Chan called it, his same similarly titled book. It's a crazy love. It's a love that we don't understand. It's a love that we cannot understand. You and I were saved because of this great love. You and I are his creation because of his great love. I can tell you the exact moment when I embraced this truth. I can tell you the exact moment when I understood this knowledge that no matter where I find myself, God's love has me. I remember walking up, I lived by myself at this time, and I remember walking up the steps. And I was in a dark time. A dark moment in my life. And I remember struggling with my walk with the Lord, but I remember reading scripture and trying to push through and feeling and allowing my emotions to get the best of me. And then I remember walking up the first flight of steps to my apartment and getting to the first flight, and it hit me. Wow, God. Even here, you got me. And that was able to, that helped me change, help change the course of my life, to understand that even in my mess up, even in my dirt, God's love can swoop me up and embrace me. It was a sigh of relief that I took to understand this truth, this thing that is not a lie, that is not a mystical thing, that is not a thing that is determined by seasons, but that is truth always, his love for us. There are two things that we need to know without a doubt. God forgives us and God loves us. Nothing that we can do could ever and would ever change that. Nowhere that we would find ourselves physically, mentally, or emotionally can ever change the truth, what is of this that is black and white, that God loves us. In my favorite Psalm 139, the psalmist goes into it. It's like it finally hit him when he starts writing this psalm, the understanding of this great love that is for him and for us. And that's why I fell in love with this psalm, right? He says, if I go to the highest, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, but if I go to the highest places, or if I go to the deepest and lowest places, you are there. If I go to the loneliest of places, he says, if I go to the depths of the sea, right? If we were to picture this, right? And get on a boat and go to the depths of to the middle of the ocean. It's probably the loneliest places there. He says, if I do that, even there you are. He says, if I go to the highest and lowest, like Sheol, which is hell, he says, you are there. The psalmist in Psalm 32:10 says that we have the ability to be surrounded by the steadfast love. The love of God is steadfast towards us. What that means is that it's direct it's resolute in direction. It goes from point A to point B without any turns or changes. That is the love of God for us. It is sent out from God with no changes straight to us. The steadfast love of God. In other words, nothing can deter his love towards us. What is black and white is God's love for you and me. The Apostle Paul in our focus verse said it clearly. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, or sword? In other words, he was trying to pen or trying to encompass everything that someone might bring as a excuse on what would separate he or she from the love of Christ. He pens almost everything that we can probably think of in these verses. Of the worst circumstances, mentally, physically, emotionally, to try to give us a perspective of how big and all-encompassing God's love is for us. And please keep in mind who wrote this. The Apostle Paul, he wasn't just saying this just to say it. The Apostle Paul went through it. His words have substance. His words have weight because he went through hardship, because he went through persecution, because he was arrested and thrown and beaten for the sake of Christ. And he was able to still experience the love of Christ. And that's why there's so much power in what he says and when he pens all this, because he went through it. And he reminds us and encourages today that nothing can separate us from the love of God. He continues in what I believe is a way of him letting the people know that he isn't overlooking hardship, right? Because we mentioned that in this walk with Christ, there will be discomfort. We need to know that. There will be highs and lows. There will be moments of stretching. And he says in verse 36, for your sake, God's sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Acknowledging hardship, acknowledging suffering, acknowledging that it is a hard thing to walk this walk. There will be moments of hardship. There will be moments that the hardship will even dictate our walk with Christ. But what it can't dictate is the love of God for us. It continues in verse 37. It says, no, in all these we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I want you to look at yourself tonight and tell yourself, I am more than a conqueror. Whatever we're going through, whether it's physically, whether it's something we can see, whether it's something that we fight inside by ourselves, we need to tell ourselves we are more than conquerors because of his love for us. In other words, the victory that we can obtain, the victory that we have, is because we are beloved of God. That needs to bring a sense of assurance to your heart and your emotions. You know, when I read this, these things like these, I take a sigh of relief to know, God, I don't have to do anything to receive your love. I don't have to do anything, God. You love me already. The deed is done for us already, young person. The deed is done for us, church. God's love for you and me is black and white. 38, in verse 38, Apostle Paul continues saying, for I am sure that neither death, and he's sure because of what he's gone through already, right? That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come. And I love that he put that in, because one of the biggest things that brings us a stress and discomfort are the things to come. Because we don't know them. Because we can't control those things. And I love that he didn't forget to say even those things, because it speaks straight to our hearts today. We don't know what's to come. And I feel like that's the biggest tension builder or bringer to our lives, the things that we don't know are to come, the things that we cannot control. And the Apostle Paul says that not even that stress, that tension that we might feel could separate us from the love of God. He says, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of Christ in Christ, of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. As I ask the team to come up, what is black and white about this gospel, about our Creator and the Father, is His love towards us. We spoke about what's black and white about this gospel, that is that if we want to be followers of Christ, we need to deny ourselves. We said that if we want to be followers of Christ, in black and white, Christ laid it out and said, you need to pick up your cross and follow Him. We also said, as He gave us this alert, these things to know beforehand, He says, the other thing in black and white is that there will be suffering in this walk. There will be suffering. Moments of discomfort, He says. And the last thing that I want to share as we close this up, that we should know about a shadow of a doubt that is black and white, without a doubt in this gospel, is God's love for you and I. No hardship that you and I can go through. It's no error that we could have made, no bad decision that we could have made or could make, no background of ours, no person or people, no emotion or thought, no stupidity that we might have done already can separate us from the love of God. It cannot lessen the love of God towards you and I. It does not lessen the love of God towards you and I. It is for us in every season of our lives. And if you and I could embrace this truth over the lies that people speak over us, if you and I could embrace this truth over the lies that we speak over ourselves, if we could embrace this truth that we allow emotions and situations to speak over us, if we could embrace this truth, then these things would be a little bit more easier to handle. All these things that threaten to take our joy away from our lives, that set traps so that you and I would not and could not believe in this unconditional love for us, would be a little bit easier to handle and dominate, to block and to swerve. I want to encourage someone tonight to believe in God's redemptive work on the cross for us. Over our emotions, over the lies that we might have spoken over ourselves, over the lies that we might have believed, over the lies that you have told yourself, over the lies that certain present situations might be telling you, I want to keep telling you tonight that nothing, no one, no emotion, no mess up, no backstory, no chain, no depression, no anxiety, no insecurity, no thought nor person can separate us from the love of God. That is what's black and white about this gospel. And if we were to believe that as truth, you would be able to breathe a sigh of relief as I have. To know that God's love is for us and with us in all seasons. You know, God already died on the cross for you and I. He already made the decision to love you. The deed is done already. He already decided 2,000 plus years ago to love you. So nothing that we could do 2,000 plus years after could change that deed, because He loves us already. He died on the cross with us in mind. That is what's black and white about this gospel as well. His love for us. I read a book that changed my life called The Discipline of Grace. And he says, God's grace is His active favor bestowing the greatest gift, His love, for us, upon us who have deserved the greatest punishment. What is black and white is that he already loved us. What is black and white is his love for you and for us and for me. Can we rise to our feet? As to close, I ask the team to come up. This doesn't mean, right, that we continue to do whatever we want. It doesn't mean that we continue to live the life as per me. We already know that there are adjustments in the last few weeks. I've been speaking about adjustments that we need to make, that we need to make in our lives, right? This is a two-way street. The best way for me to show God that I love him, that I appreciate his love towards me, is by me loving him back. The best way, the best reaction to his faithfulness to us, from us, is faithfulness to him. What this does mean is that we are no longer slaves to the things. Rather, we overcome them because we know that we are loved by God already. It's our understanding of his great, unfailing, never changing, never tiring love for us that changes and has the ability to change the way we engage, the way we live, the way we fight our battles. It is our understanding of his love for us that opens our eyes. It's his understanding, it's the understanding of God's love that helped me open my eyes to see that God's not looking at me with a finger pointed at me. Rather, he's looking at me with his arms wide open. And when I look at that, that's what helps me smile and laugh during worship, because God, there's nothing that I can do that can separate me from the love of Christ. And that is what I want you to share, what I want to share with you tonight, to know what is black and white about this gospel, clear cut, what strings this whole Bible together, what strings this whole gospel together, what connects each story in the Bible to us is God's love for us. It is his love that helps us stop looking at our own actions and helps us look at his for us. It is his great love towards us, never ending, all encompassing, never tiring towards us. What is black and white about this gospel is that God loves us. Can you do me a favor? Can you close your eyes? And can you take a big sigh of relief with me? All right, 1, 2, 3. Thank you, God. God, thank you that we don't have to work for this love, God. That the love is there for us, God. But because of this love, we feel a responsibility, but make adjustments in our hearts to show you how much we love you, God. Thank you for dying on the cross already for us, God. Thank you because the deed is already done. Thank you because we don't need to believe the lies told over us, the lies that emotions and depression might say or anxiety might speak. God, thank you, Lord, that we don't have to believe and hold true as true those things that are being spoken to us, oh Lord, or that situations make us believe. God, thank you that our emotions are not our authority over us, God. Thank you that your love is what is authority over us, God. Thank you, Lord, that it is your love for us, God, that brings us to redemption, that brings us to salvation, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for finding us in our hardship. Thank you for finding us in our mess. God, thank you, Lord, that you don't chastise us. Rather, your scripture said that it is your kindness that leads us to redemption, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you. I know that it's not easy to come up to the altar, but I want to challenge you tonight to come to the altar. Not because I'll pray for you, but because God, we can encounter Christ at this altar. It is a symbolic showing of God, I draw near to you. And And I would love to see you come up as a sign of saying, God, I want to embrace this love that you have for me 100%. I want to be all in on this love as you are all in on me, God. So the altar is open. I want to pray with you. But I want you to come up to embrace the love of God for that is for us in all seasons. What's black and white about this gospel is God's love for us.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.